We all know that chemicals are not healthy. The manufacturer may state that the chemicals have been tested with stringent safety measures, but given that the same regulatory authorities that think that those chemicals are safe still think sugar is safe, then the chemicals are nothing close to being safe. They are incredibly addictive and can lead to overeating. Naturally, our bodies are designed to regulate the amount of food we eat in every meal, but processed foods manufacturers have decided to override the intrinsic regulators in our bodies by manufacturing foods that have hyper-rewarding properties. They remove the important components of food and add more sugar, salt, and fats, which are designed to keep you wanting more and more because they know our appetite gravitates towards sweet, salty, and fatty foods. Unlike real foods, which have all essential nutrients such as fats, fibers, carbs, and proteins that make you feel satisfied, processed foods are made to stimulate dopamine, which makes you feel good, even though in a real sense you are not good because you lack nutrients in your body. The artificial dopamine, which as a result of processed food, can lead to excessive food craving. You will find yourself craving to eat that favorite processed, fast, junk food of yours every time, and this will make you overeat the processed food, which has no essential nutrients. Because of the hyper-rewarding nature of processed foods, most people become addicted to them and lose control over their consumption without even noticing. Their brains become biochemistry hijacked by the intense artificial dopamine released, making it difficult for them to stop eating processed foods, no matter how hard they try. They require less energy and less time to digest. Some processed junk foods, such as Cheetos, melt in your mouth. But have you ever asked yourself why? This is because the fiber properties in them have been removed and then replaced with the melting property that make you think that they do not contain any calories, which will mean that they have all nutrients. But that is always not the truth. Processed food manufacturers want their food to have a long shelf life, to have similar consistency, and to be easy to consume. And because of this, they produce foods which are very easy to chew and swallow and with very low nutritional value. These foods will take less energy to chew and less energy to digest. Considering that they are very high in calories, you will be consuming more calories in a shorter amount of time and taking fewer calories out in digestion than you would if you were to eat real food. Your thermic effect of food, which should be about 10% of total energy expenditure for an average person, will be cut to half, reducing by almost half, leaving you with a lot of calories in your body. This, of course, sets the stage for weight gain and associated complications. They are usually high in sugar and high fructose corn syrup. Almost all processed foods are sweet and fatty. This means that they are either high in fats or have been loaded with a lot of sugar, which has empty calories, which means that they have no essential nutrients such as protein and fiber. From the discussion above, sugar has way too many harmful effects than its calories content and can lead to some of the world's leading killers such as cancer, obesity, and diabetes. The high fructose corn syrup found in almost all processed foods programs your body to consume more calories and store fats. And the high amounts of fructose in the body ends up taxing and damaging the liver because it's the only organ in the body which metabolizes fructose, since it has its fructose transporter. They are low in fiber. Soluble, fermentable fiber is a very important nutrient to the body. Its main function is to act as probiotic by feeding the friendly bacteria present in the intestines. Fiber also helps in treating and preventing constipation because it keeps the intestinal system running smoothly. Also, fiber slows down the absorption of carbohydrates and also makes us feel satisfied with few calories. Well, unfortunately, most, if not all, processed foods do not have fiber in them because it may be lost during processing or intentionally removed. This explains why when you eat many different processed foods, you are most likely to have constipation. The processed food business is a complicated one. Food manufacturers spend billions of dollars researching how to make us want to eat certain foods so that they can keep their products always on the move. This essentially implies that there is a psychological aspect of eating that the food manufacturers tend to tap onto, even without realizing it.